Thank you, Lord, for your house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Today, with God's help, would you turn with me into James 5:10? St. James's Gospel here, 5 and 10. I'd like to deal with, we're going to do a study on this righteous man, Job. We're going to look at his trial and examine his character. How many's ever read the book of Job? Everybody in the house? I hope has. All right. James 5:10. Now, James wrote this. The Lord gave it to him to write concerning Job. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering what? Affliction and of patience. Did you know the Lord lets us see others as an example?
Yes.
And we learn by that example. Listen. Behold, we count them happy which endure. I want to endure.
Endure.
I want to endure unto the end.
Yes.
All the things in our world and everything that's going wrong and all the evil and all the bad, I want to endure until the end.
Endure.
I want to make it home. I want to make it to heaven. So we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end, in other words, at the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful. He's compassionate and of tender mercies.
Yes.
All right.
Tender mercy.
Now, in the middle of Job's trial, when he lost everything, his wealth, his health, his seven sons, his three daughters, and covered with sore boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, he was in pain. He sat in a pile of ashes. He shaved his head. Nobody could suffer like Job except our Christ, our Savior.
Yes.
Nobody has went through what Job has went through.
Whoa.
But in the middle of his trial, this is what Job said. Job 16:10, also now, Job said, behold, my witness is in heaven. There's somebody watching me. My witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. In the middle of Job's trial, he uttered these words, my witness is in heaven. Surely I know that my God is looking on. Everything about me, he's keeping a record of all that I do.
Yes.
All that I say, every word that I speak, all the things that I think, every deed in the good times and the bad. So what are you saying to us today, Job? My God knows me. He knows my feelings. He sees my desires. He knows how and what I believe. And there hath no temptation taken any of us that is not uncommon to man. But the Bible said that God is faithful, who will keep us in that hour of temptation. And he will help us and sustain us. I'm telling you that Job said, God sees me and God knows me. Listen, Job did not have a preacher. He did not have a Sunday school teacher. He did not have a church. Job did not have a Bible. He didn't have a church like we had. He had a conscience on the inside that he knew that his Redeemer lived. And no matter what that he went through and how that he suffered, he knew that he would have to answer to God, will I serve you, Lord, anyway? Will I still love you anyway? Regardless of what I've lost and the sickness that I have in my body, will I still serve you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In my study, and I know I ain't going to finish this, Lord have mercy. I wrote and studied all day. In my study, if I have read right, there are at least four different record books in heaven.
Four
of them.
Come on.
Woo! You got the book of the living.
Yeah.
You got the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah.
You got the book of works. And you got the book of remembrance. And I'm telling you, everything about us, God has got it written down in His book, His record book. Hallelujah. I'm glad that He remembers me. I'm glad that the Lord thinketh upon me. I'm glad that His eyes are upon the righteous and His ears are open under their cries. And you raise your little head and say, there ain't nothing ever come my way. But what God knows all about it.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
These books record in fine detail everything about each one of us. We never stop to think that everything about us, who we are, what we are, God is keeping a record. How many pages He has recorded right now on this 68-year-old man standing before you, I'll never know how many pages in His record book that He's recorded where I've been, what I've done, what I say, how I live. I'm going to tell you something. There is a book of the living. David said, the Lord, He saw my substance before I was ever born. He saw me intricately designed inside of my mother's bowels. With my little members before they came together, God wrote them in His book. Hallelujah. That is a saying, the omniscience of God, the all-knowing power and the knowledge of God. God saw you before you ever came into this world, and He knew your stature. He knew the color of your eyes. He knew that I would wear a size 12 shoe. Hallelujah. He knows our frame. He's acquainted with all of our ways. God knew Jeremiah the prophet unto the nation of Israel, and the Lord spoke to him and said, Jeremiah, He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto my people. I'm telling you, all of your substance, hallelujah, your little members, and all about you, God knows. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this. God's got a purpose for everybody in this house today. God knows you, and He's got a will for you. He's got a plan for you, and your name went down in the book of the living. I'm telling you, the Lord wrote my name down with glory. When mom and dad named me Tommy, the Lord wrote it down in heaven. But I'm telling you, there came another time when I was saved, and with old time Holy Ghost conviction, I got a hold of my heart, and the love of God drew me, and the mercy of God. And when I bowed on my knees and I said, Jesus, save me. I don't want to go to hell. I'm telling you, the blood of the Lamb of God, I washed my sins away, and I was born again. And the Lord took His pen again, and He wrote my name down in another book, in the Lamb's book of life. But raise your head and praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
My name's up there. From the eons of ages and the times past, or from the time of Adam until now, all the righteous people that have served God, I don't know how thick that book is, but somewhere down in the middle of it, it's Tommy Lee Romans, a child of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I get happy today? I'm back home. Well, praise be to the Lord. The Bible is true. The Word of the God is living.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Living Word.
Glory.
You got the book of the living.
Yeah.
Every soul, every person, man, woman, or boy, girl, everybody that's born into this world with a natural birth is in the book of the living. But only the saved, only the redeemed, only the blood washed, only the born again, Only their names go in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right.
Holy, 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 holy.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Glory to God.
So God knows all about us.
Right.
Yes, he does.
He knows how many cells in our body.
Right.
Millions, trillions of cells.
Yes.
He knows every atom.
That's right.
My Lord. Hallelujah
to God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's got a lot of pages written on me already.
A lot of pages.
All that I've done and said, every word spoken, every deed, there is a record being kept.
Amen.
It was the old prophet Job. Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
God bless
you. My Lord. It was the old prophet Job that said, the man who suffered sickness and pain and horrible loss. His seven sons and his three daughters were killed in a storm. You know, a lot of things you look in life, you look at other people's lives, you look in your own life, some of the tragedies that's happened. You think, Lord, that ain't fair.
Come on, bro.
Why does bad things happen to good people?
That's right. Come on, bless him, Lord.
His seven sons and three daughters were eating and making merry in the oldest son's house, the oldest brother. And all of a sudden, a wind from the wilderness smote the four corners. One, two, three, four. It just seemed like it was a tornado, if you look at it right. Now remember, Satan approached the Lord. Somehow he has access. The Bible said that he is an accuser of the brethren. That is the New Testament.
That's right.
Every time you do wrong, you might falter or fail. That devil's an accuser of the brethren.
Yes, he is.
He comes up there and says, did you see?
Yep.
Look what he said. Look what he did. Look what she did.
That's right.
You come mean on, you're still loving? You ought to cut them off.
Come on
now.
Bless
an accuser of the brethren. Mm-hmm. And the Lord looked at Satan and says, whence comest thou, Satan? He said, from going to and fro in the earth and going up and down in it. I've been all over that globe.
Bless him, Lord.
The Lord said to Satan, says, have you considered my servant, Job, that there is none like him? He's a perfect man and upright. He escheweth evil. And he's righteous.
That's right. Amen.
Satan says, yeah. He said, I've considered him. He said, but you got a hedge all around him. I can't even get to him.
That's right.
He said, you have blessed the works of his hands. Well, the devil's a brag on God there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, you blessed the works of his hands. Look at him. He's a blessed man. He said, but Lord, he said, Job serveth you for naught. In other words, he's only serving you because he's healthy, because he's wealthy, and because he's rich, and everything is good in his life. He said, remove the hedge, and let me touch him and all that he has, and I will cause Job to curse you to your face. Just let me. Hey, Lord. And the Lord pulled down the hedge. I'm telling you, we will have our tests, and we will have our trials before we ever get into heaven. Why? Listen, why do we have our tests? Why do we have our trials and tribulations? Because the Lord remembered what Lucifer did in heaven. He tried to overcome God. Listen, he wanted to set his throne above the throne of God and be like God in heaven. He caused one third of the heavenly host of all of the angels to rebel with him against God. And the Lord says, I will not allow sin back into my heaven. I will not have any rebellion back in my heaven. And therefore, we will be a tried people. And God's going to check every one of us to see if we keep a pure heart and if we keep a right attitude and put the Lord first. hearts. Raise your hand. And I'm going to put him first. And I'm going to love him and serve him.
Yeah.
That's the reason we have our trial. Hallelujah. We're going to be purged and we're going to come through the times of testing. God's going to put our faith in the crucible and he's going to turn up the fire. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, Job made that statement. He said, when he tries me, I'm going to come out like gold.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
Glory to God.
So Job, he gets knowledge. I'm going to read it.
Well,
everything goes upside down in Job's life.
Yep,
yes.
I mean, his world turns upside down.
Right.
Man, no. 42 chapters right here in Job. Woo! And if I knew the end from the beginning since I read it, and if I could jump back in time when he was sitting in a pile of ashes and had lost everything, I'd jump right back in his time. And I'd say, hey, Job, hold on. Hallelujah, the blessings are coming at the end. You're going to be blessed double than what you had in the beginning. But Job did not have a Bible.
Woo!
All that he had was pure faith. All that he had was trust. Sometimes I believe the Lord allows us to come into places. He brings us into situations. My Lord, let us know that our sufficiency is of God. Our salvation ain't in us. Our deliverance is in him.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Ah, we appreciate you.
Seven sons and three daughters, and the house caved in. They come to Job and said, Job told him the story. Robbers came through and stole all of his vast livestock. Lightning struck the middle of the field in another major storm where all of the sheep was grazing. The lightning killed 7,000 sheep. 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses were taken away by thieves and they were gone. Mm. Out across the green field lay the bodies of 7,000 sheep. Another band of looters came by and took all 3,000 of his camels. You know the devil? He's a liar. We are more apt to listen to him when trouble comes.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
The Bible said that every day, Job, in case his children had sinned, would go out there, and no doubt he had his sheep, he got the lambs. He would bring them to his altar, and he would sacrifice a lamb or a sheep every day for his sons and his daughters in case they had sinned.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. The devil's very sly. He'll hit you in your religious work.
Amen.
We don't know. It could be thousands of pages if we bring Job back and tell us exactly the thoughts that went into his poor mind at that time. Could you just imagine when he walked up? That old devil walked up and spoke in Job's ear and said, it didn't do you a bit of good, all those sacrifices.
Oh, yeah.
All of your praying.
Yep.
And laying your sacrifice upon the altar. Look out in the field, Job. All the sheep is gone. You won't be able to sacrifice no more. He'll try to steal your worship. He'll try to take away your praise and your sacrifice when things go wrong. Raise your little hand. I felt that. All the good deeds, dear Lord. You mean to tell me that I've been faithful and I've paid my tithes and I've given the offerings. I've given to charity. I've come to the house of God. Why did this happen to me? Why am I here in this condition, in this situation? Why am I fighting this battle, Lord? Why such a loss? It ain't doing you any good.
Glory, glory.
Oh, Lord, I feel him. I feel him all over me.
Amen.
A lot of people don't have teachers to bring it out, but I'm telling you, I walk with Job. I dress right with him and I walk with him. I said, God, give me the heart to look into this man and see how he felt.
Yes,
in Lord. Wow.
Come on, brother.
It's true. It's true.
So he'll hit you right in the in your religious work.
Right.
You ain't doing any good.
Come on.
Yep.
It ain't going anywhere. Oh, yes, it is.
Right.
Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
So, after all that loss, Satan comes back to the Lord and said, in other words, I can't do nothing with him. I stole everything that he had. I took his sacrifice. I killed them all. I took his servants away and all the livestock. He said, Lord, he said, let me come in his body right now. And if you let me touch his body, I'll cause him to curse you to your face. And I'm telling you, a sickness comes from the devil and disease because of sin in the Garden of Eden. When Adam ate of that forbidden fruit, it opened up a Pandora's box of every sorrow and every sin and every evil and every sickness. And that old devil came and he smote Job from the top of his head up to the bottom of his feet with sore boils.
Bless him.
He'll turn against you now, God. I touched his body. I'm telling you, we don't know if he had fevers or not, but with running sores, the Bible said he took pieces of pottery and potsherds, and he would scrape himself and the sores. And when he sat in a pile of ashes, hey, Lord, hey, the last thing that old Job had, his family walked away from him. His servants walked away. His relatives walked away because they saw such a mess that Job was in. And the last thing that he had, walked up to him, his wife and his companion that he loved, and said, Job, do you still retain your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? He said, you speak as one of the foolish women speak. Naked came I in unto this world, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Bless you be the name of the Lord. And in all of this, Job sin not. Give him a praise in the house.
All of this is in the mountain. Glory to God.
Help us, Lord.
You ain't been in major trials, you will before you get out of here.
Right.
Because everybody will go through them.
Right.
There's such thing as spiritual trials.
Right.
That affects the very spirit inside of you. And inside of the spirit in part of you, and your soul is where your faith resides.
Yes.
And that's what the devil aims at.
Right.
Because through your mind, there's a golden thread from your mind, your faculty here. And that golden thread is like a channel that goes down into your heart. And if that devil can afflict your mind, and if you listen to him, he can get right down in that channel and get into your heart. He'll smother your faith. He'll tell you, what's the use? Won't you just give up and quit?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll afflict you in your body. Some people carry afflictions. And I'm here to tell you today, because you're afflicted and you got sickness, that does not mean that you've sinned.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Amen.
God does in times. He'll chasten. He'll chasten us when we go wrong. But because you're sick and you fight battles with sickness, that don't mean God's against you and you have sinned. I feel him. I feel him. Praise him. Praise him, church. Praise him. Hallelujah. Brother George, I feel like sometimes the mental battles are worse than the physical battles. Because if you're sick and wooled down in your mind, if you're troubled in your mind, you can be pulled apart in your mind. You can be tortured in your mind. The battlefield is in the mind in this last hour we're living in. Whatever you do, keep your mind a stay upon the Lord. A think upon Him and meditate upon Him.
Amen. Meditate on it.
Thank you, Lord.
So the devil, he said, well, the Lord told him, he said, you can touch him, you can touch his body, but you cannot have his soul. You cannot have his soul. He belongs to me.
That's right.
No matter how bad it gets, I say, Lord, I'm still yours.
Hallelujah.
I still belong to Him.
Yeah.
He's on my side. Well, praise the Lord. No matter what I suffer, no matter what I go through, I know that I'm His child. Hallelujah. I got the blood of Jesus applied.
Amen. Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Now, Job's sickness was so bad, Brother Jason, that he lost his appetite and he couldn't eat. He despised the egg, if you read it in there. What you need to do is go home and take your time and go through the book of Job and feel what he's saying.
Yeah.
Even the yolk, the white of the egg, made him sick.
Mm.
I can't even eat. Now, listen. He lost his appetite. He could not sleep. And a spirit came before him, a spirit of fear. It was like a ghost. Read it. His sleep went from him. He said, I can't sleep at nights. And a spirit of fear gripped him. I cannot rest. My body is a mess. I have no strength in me to hold on. God. Oh, God. Job sighed. How many's ever sighed? I don't know how much longer, how much worse can this get? How many's ever sighed from the depths of your heart?
Yes.
When you was at your lowest and hurting, and you sighed, I can't rest. I have no strength left in me.
Glory to God.
This has been put to the test.
Yeah.
This is going through the fire. Hallelujah. Is that all, Job? Job says, I can't get up. I can't get up. It's in my reading. I cannot get up. He said, I lost my will to live. I wished I had never been born. How many has ever had that come through your mind in your darkest time when trouble came into the family or some hideous a temptation or something hit you so hard? Oh, Lord, you got so low in your spirit. You said, I wish that my mommy didn't even have me and I didn't even come into the world. Nobody's ever been that low. Alone, even Jeremiah, he said, curse me that day that my mommy held me on her knee and brought me into this world. I'm knowing nothing but trouble. Nobody will listen to me when I preach. I'm a preaching to a backslidden nation. My people have gone away from the Lord. They're backslid. God, would you take my life? I ain't any prophet anymore. I ain't any good to you anymore. There's nothing coming out of this. Raise your hand and praise Him. Well, glory. I wish I could overcome every radio signal in the satellites and preach over this whole world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Your blessings are coming. The devil will blind you to what God's got ready for you. He'll blind you. He'll tell you God ain't going to move and God ain't going to bless, but he's a liar.
Liar. Shoot. Lord, have mercy.
Lord.
This thing's bigger than I am.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
I wish that had never been born. I wish that had died at birth. Job sighs a deep sigh. He said, "Oh, that God would grant me my request. Lord, just take my life. I'm tired of the fight. I know where I'm at, children.
Bless him, Lord.
I know what God gave me yesterday. I had another message. And I began to study, and as fast as I could write this, I preach it before I ever come here. This is for a reason. This is for every one of us." He sighed. "Take my life. Why prolong my life? I have no hope. I don't want to live anymore."
You're right.
Did you know that the devil can push you to that point?
He'll push you.
He will use problems that you don't understand to push you right over the edge.
Right. Yes.
With all the authority that God's given in the sweet Holy Ghost, I'm going to point to every one of us here today. God ain't done with you. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it, bring it to completion. Come on, by the time Jesus comes. The devil will throw many, many roadblocks. Many times he'll get in your path and he'll try to block you. You ain't going any farther. He'll throw a trial. He'll put a stumbling block there that you don't understand why. Did so-and-so do this? Or why did this happen on my job? Or why am I suffering like this? Or he'll try to get you to stumble and get you. The devil wants you off in your feet. He don't want you progressing. He don't want you in this church.
Come on.
He'd like to break your commitment.
Right.
Glory to God. Bless you, Lord.
He'd like to take away your dedication. He don't want you here. He don't want you lifting up holy hands and worshiping the Lord and praising Him. He don't want you sitting here listening to the shepherd pour out his heart and feed you the corn of heaven.
Come on.
Come on, come on, come on. The devil don't want you here. The devil don't want you saved. The devil don't want you happy. He don't want you to get encouraged. He'll try to break your commitment.
Bless him, Lord. Oh,
I love you, Lord. Raise your hand right now, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's brought you this far. I said the Lord's brought you this far. And he ain't going to give up on you now. He said, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Others might walk out. Hallelujah. But the Lord will say, I'll be right there in six troubles. And when the seventh one comes, he said, I'll still be right there. Well, praise be to the Lord. Ain't you glad you got a God that's that good? I'm telling you, what the Lord was doing was a show of the devil. Yes, I'll take the hedge down, but I've got confidence in my servant that he's a righteous man, and he will not let go of me, and he will not quit serving me. I can't my Lord say that about us. I know you, and I got confidence that you will stay with it, and you won't turn your back. Raise your hand and break it.
Yes.
Hey, Lord, I'm in this thing to win, and there ain't no devil, and there ain't no lie from the pit of hell. I can stop you if you got a made up mind.
Amen.
Yes.
Made up mind.
Oh, God. Glory to God.
Don't you dare let him use your trial against you.
Thank you, mighty God.
That's when he lies the biggest lies and the darkest lies and the blackest ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're going through it.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't even saved.
Come on, brother.
You ain't worthy. You ain't nobody. Look at everybody else. They got a smile.
Come on.
Everything ain't going good for them. They're blessed. But look at you. Thank you, Lord. Can I tell everybody in this house it's just a trial?
Just a trial.
Sister Luna, it's just a trial. It's just a trial. God's a forming something in a trial. Come on now. I said God's a making something in a trial. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. It will work out.
Amen. Work it out.
So the Lord said to Satan, go, but you can't have his soul. He was saying to the devil, in other words, I know my servant will hold on to me and he will not curse me.
Right.
He will not quit serving me. Go ahead.
Thank you, bless you, Lord.
Listen. Listen close. The devil knows he can never, ever turn God against you. He knows that. But what he also knows, that he could have a chance in turning you against God.
That's right.
If we listen to him.
Right.
He knows we're frail. He knows we're human. He knows we have flaws. He knows we're so apt to have unbelief. He knows we are so apt to doubt. As long as I'm on top of the mountain and I can feel the presence of God and I can shout and feel the overflow and feel the joy, I would never listen to the devil. But when I'm going through the deepest, darkest valley, come on, and I can't feel God, that's when the spirit of the devil and the lies of the pit come and say, you ain't got anything. And he fills you with doubt. And you ain't important to God. Won't you just quit?
That's the way he talks.
Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord.
How many still loves me?
Praise God.
I like to take that devil by the beard, if he had one. Yank him to the ground. Oh, slew foot. Just pull him to the down on the ground and put my heel right on his head. Crush him.
Yeah. Crush the devil.
Get under my feet, Satan.
Yeah.
As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord.
We're going to serve the Lord.
I've already, well, the Lord, I felt that over me. I've already felt enough.
Come on, brother.
I've already seen enough.
Glory to God.
I've already felt his touch.
Come on, brother.
I know what his spirit feels like. I know all about this good salvation.
Amen.
I know the power in it. I know the forgiveness of my Lord. Come on, I feel that. I've already felt it too much to doubt him now. Well, glory, I know what it's like to have the blood of the crimson stream of the blood of the Lamb to flow over me. I know what that born again experience feels like. Give him a wave in the house. I've already seen too much and I've already felt enough to doubt him now. Hallelujah. I come this far by faith and I mean to go all the way through.
All the way.
Yes. Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
How many will try this coming week to read Job? 42 chapters.
Blessed be God.
42. 42. Come on, between now and next Sunday.
Yes.
Read it, meditate on it, and try to put yourself right there in the conversation that you're hearing it and you're walking with them.
Oh, Lord.
Bless, Lord.
Just take my life. I've had enough. My children are all gone. My possessions are gone.
Yeah.
I've looked for answers and I can't find anything. He got in such a mess with the sores and the loss of weight that people did not even recognize him. It's in there. They did not recognize him. Even his three comforters that came to comfort him turned out to be a cross. Just added to his suffering. His family and his friends walked off when he needed them the most.
That's right.
I felt the Lord here in this. If you have a family member that's suffering, I wept as I wrote this. If you have a dear family member that's going through it and they're suffering, that's the time that they need you the most. Don't walk away from them. Don't walk away from them. Everybody walked away from Job. And he said of my own wife, her breath became strange to me. In other words, there was no more closeness. I could not even feel her breath anymore. She walked away. Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, I love you. I praise you.
Glory,
Brother George, we need one another right now more than we've ever needed. I need you, dear brothers, and here. Sisters, you need your sisters. We need our brothers and sisters. Come on. We need each other.
Right.
Family members, you might lose a lot of things, but don't lose your love for one another, please. 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 It's God, Brother Jason.
Glory, glory, glory be unto God.
Don't walk away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're hurting, that's when I need to come to you. Pray for you. Wrap my arm around you and say, I'm praying for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I mean, how long has it been since you hugged your kids and say, I love you? Hug mommy, hug daddy, hug brother, hug sister. Hug your children, hug your parents, hug your companion. How long has it been? Come on. Our world is starving for affection. Brother Jason, our world is starving for God's love. Don't walk out now.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory,
God help us, Lord.
Amen.
Help us, Jesus.
I'm going to wind this thing down here. There ain't no way I could cover it all, Brother Jason. There's so much God has given me here. As he sat in a pile of ashes, scraping himself. None of us has ever been to that point.
No.
We've never suffered such a horrible sickness and payment loss of health and wealth and finances, the loss of our children all at one time. Oh, what a tragedy. What are you going to do now, Job?
Yes.
I'm going to ask everybody in the house, what are we going to do right now?
What are you going to do?
And I'm going to quit right here. What are we going to do with what you've heard today? What are you going to do? May God bless you. I love you with all my heart. Please come back next Sunday, would you? And let's study this because we learn. You have seen the end of the Lord. In the end, the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And you've heard of the patience of Job. Hold on. Raise your hand one more time, God. Heavenly Father, I want to hold on. I want to hold on.
Lord, I'm going to hang on.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.